he put a pistol to his head?
Well, I suspect it was guilt.
Because of what he told Charlotte Adams? Oh, surely not. Even if he knew about her sending the leeches.
Miss Wallace confessed to telling him. He knew.
It's all right, but to kill himself over an innocent, casual comment?
No, it was rather more than that. If his brother hadn't died, Charlotte Adams would still be alive.
But he couldn't have done anything to prevent Matthew's death.
Well, certainly he could. He could have refrained from killing him.
Jonathan Crosby murdered Matthew?
His father's work was being threatened. His work, too. And a fatal hemorrhage is remarkably easy to induce if you happen to be a doctor.
And he just stood there and watched while his own brother bled to death.
Well, we don't know that he watched.
Well, that's hardly the point. Good Lord. Will you tell the police?
Tell them what?
That Jonathan Crosby was a murderer.
Was he?
Well, you just said so.
Well, Watson, all I did was outline a theory. Nothing more.
A theory? There's no proof.
Well, none that I'm aware of.
You? Of course not.
Matthew Crosby died of natural causes, and his brother couldn't live with the loss. Charlotte Adams killed herself over a tragic misunderstanding, and the clinic will continue its work untainted by scandal. It's a good enough ending, as endings go. Why change it?
I've sent the package. I have no illusions that it will make any difference. But at least I've done something. The clinic must not close. Too many lives depend on it. Too much love and dedication has been poured into it. I suppose it was a silly, nasty thing to do. But sometimes in life, one must do terrible things for what one believes in. The clinic has been so good to me. It's wonderful to be part of something so worthwhile and so needed. I found my purpose here. My future. I've never felt so alive.
In The Tragedy of Hanbury Street, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicine and Dr. John Watson by Andrew Sachs. Mrs. Adams was played by Lindsay Duncan, and Miss Wallace by Colette O'Neill. Charlotte Adams was played by Lydia Leonard, Matthew Crosby by John Rowe, Jonathan Crosby by Chris Moran, Treves by Philip Fox, and Mrs. Quilly by Frances Jeter. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Tragedy of Hanbury Street was written by Bert Cools, from a reference in the short story The Golden Pince-Nez by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. The director was Patrick Rayner.